Good morning, everyone. Our guests today are members of the Juneau Economic Development Council. They include Executive Director Brian Holst and Communications Specialist Dana Herden, who gets charged with such things as putting together an innovation summit.
Yes, sir.
I guess we can jump in right there. How did it go?
It went really well.
It was a great success.
Yeah. We had about 208 people attended. About 25% of those people came from out of town. So we're happy with the results. We think a lot of people made great connections. We had a lot of things going on throughout the day and a half. So We heard a lot of good things.
An exciting part, as we mentioned, was the Innovators Hall of Fame. I wasn't able to tell you who the winners were before, and it's exciting. There were,
I think there were, half a dozen of them or something?
Yeah. But really exciting is that three are from Juneau.
Go ahead. So spend the time to tell us who they are.
So, as you know, the State Committee on Research created this program to honor Alaska's innovators. And so this is the first round of new inductees, and we're thrilled that happened at the Innovation Summit. And so the people honored this time from Juneau include Jeff Larson and Marcy Larson from Alaskan Brewing. And it was exciting at the summit because they were able to share with us just a range of innovations that they have accomplished and been forced to consider and been eager to do to make it the best brewing company in America. And we're really super proud that they were so willing to share that with young and old alike that attended. And the other honoree is Sandro Lane. And Sandro Lane is well known. He used to run Alaska, the Taku Smokeries, used to own that. And then he created his own firm that was able to come up with an incredibly innovative process for cold pressed fish oil. And so I remember we had a chance to travel with a bunch of seafood processors to Iceland, 10 of them from Alaska, a few years ago, and he was on the trip. And it wasn't until then that I really understood what a rock star he was in this world, because they were super excited, the scientists in Iceland, to talk to him, because that process of the cold process, which I don't entirely understand, preserves all the goodness in the oil in a way that cooking it out doesn't. And they were just really impressed that he was able to come up with that.
The fish oil is used for any number of things, right?
For any number of things, but he's, of course, been...
Including probably the salmon fish oil tablets.
That's right. And that's his product. And he sold it out to Trident, and now he is happily retired.
And Rufus also gets those tablets. So he thanks, Mr. Lane.
So that was exciting.
Yeah, cool. Another great aspect that we had was a pitch contest. So we had five Alaskan entrepreneurs. They took the stage and they pitched their business ideas in front of Innovation Summit attendees. And we crowd raised the award money. So on the spot, we managed to raise, and throughout the day, we raised $1,500. And then our friends from the chamber.
Do like an auction or something?
No, actually. So each, to be able to vote for who you want to win, you have to buy a little ticket.
Oh, I see.
Each ticket cost $10.
Oh, okay.
So we were there throughout the day. We were selling these tickets and even during the event itself. So we raised $1,500 that day. And then the Chamber of Commerce raised $1,000 through their partners. So the award money was $2,500.
Any extraordinary pitches?
Yeah, they were all really great. So we had one from Fairbanks. His company was a Tently. So it's like this observation software it's for when people are speaking in public, and it kind of tracks people's attention span. And then another one was from Anchorage. It's called Pinga, and it seemed like software for microgrids and managing microgrids in rural communities.
Energy microgrids.
Yeah. And then Devil's Club Brewing locally, the brew tap, tap room, and then also Alaska Soda Works, which is Mark Wheeler's, which is a new Alaska soda company, and Sightsee It, also from Juneau, which is like a self-guided tour app. And the winner was actually Devil's Club Brewing, a local company. So that's really exciting. Yeah.
And what was fun this year, we were able to add expert judges. And so while the people voted and chose the winner, all the contestants were able to have a private conversation afterwards, sort of a private Shark Tank, where they were able to talk to investors. it was really fun to pull in the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation. Mm-hmm. Angela Rodell was able to talk to us about some of the special investments that they're able to make in a portion of their portfolio. And two of their portfolio managers, Yep Kim and Steve Mosley, actually came and provided feedback. And it was exciting to hear them comment about the incredibly strong caliber of these pitches. And these are gentlemen that hear pitches for millions of dollars mm-hmm. all the time.
All day.
Yeah, and they were really impressed at the quality of the entrepreneurs here.
So how did Mr. Tucker turn on any light bulbs?
He did. People really liked him.
Because that was his goal.
Yeah, he was turning on light bulbs and pointing flashlights into the future.
refresh our memory as to who he is.
So he was one of our main summit speakers mm-hmm. that came down or came up from Santa Barbara, and he was talking about personal innovation. It was like a motivational talk, and mm-hmm. talking about innovating is everyone's business. So the process of innovation should be something that is always on your mind.
So would you predict that there's some product or service that will emerge?
Well, I think eventually.
In time and from Juno because of what he told people?
Maybe either from him directly or from the summit experience as a whole. I know we had a meeting with Ron Flint yesterday, the owner of NAO, and he was just saying how many ideas were just coming up in his mind just by being at the summit. It's some pretty cool ideas, so hopefully some of those will come into fruition. But, I mean, that's been the standard at the Innovation Summit. We always hear that people come out with new ideas and partnerships and investors. So there's definitely something bound to come out.
And you got dates for next year already, right?
Yes, we do.
We do. February 21st and 22nd. And looking at the feedback, we've always brought in people from outside. This year we put a special emphasis on local. And I think we're just going to have to find, we had great feedback about the outside perspective, how people really enjoy that. But people really like the fact that they got a deep dive into something like the Alaskan Brewing Company.
Yeah.
So the summit focused on entrepreneurship. One focus area for the council all the time is to support small business and entrepreneurship. And that's the focus area you want to highlight on this month's program. And I guess a big aspect of that is the revolving loan fund. Why don't you tell us about that?
That's right. We have been lending for about 15 years now in Juneau. And we have resources that can lend in Juneau specifically and also throughout Southeast Alaska, so people that are listening from other communities as well. We typically look at, we're looking for lending to businesses that aren't easy for banks to lend to. So we tend to a little higher risk. So you can go to a bank and maybe you don't have a lot of experience or you don't have good credit history. We're able to look at those opportunities in a way that a bank might not be able to. And so we are really fortunate to have these resources. We have some borrowed resources from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and we also have some resources that we manage on behalf of the city and borough of Juneau. Margaret O'Neill in our office is the mm-hmm. revolving loan fund manager. We have two active loans that were in the works right now.
I think you brought her to a program here.
Yes, yes. She's super talented, mm-hmm. banking experience of her own. And so, yes, we are really excited to continue to lend. We've made several loans from this past year. We lent to Deccan Dave's, which is a small company, Icy Straits Kayak Adventures in Hoonah, Tracy's Crab Shack, we've lent to her in the past. Just a series of the Fiddlehead way back when, people just kind of mm-hmm. going back into people's minds of loans that we've made.
So it might be another source of capital for those who might find it challenging to do that the traditional way through the banking system.
It is, and we very very common we work with a bank. So sometimes we're the bank is saying this is a pretty good, but it's a little too risky for us.
I see.
We work with them and make a package that works for the business, because we're about trying to help businesses get started up.
So another element is junior achievement, and how much involvement do you have with that?
Well, Junior Achievement is its own organization. It's run through
based out
of Anchorage, but we volunteer here to help that activity in our schools. And so we have community volunteers. If you're interested in volunteering, or if you're in a school or your parent, you want that program in the school so that your kids can learn more about private sector and market economy.
All right. I understand a new activity as part of this focus area, Startup Weekend, is coming this spring. What is Startup Weekend?
Yeah. So What Startup Weekend likes to say is the hardest part of starting up is starting out, and that's so true. So there are people have ideas for businesses and they want to try something, but they're not sure, they don't have experience, and so Startup Weekend was developed in Seattle, and it's now kind of gone viral over the last 5 years, and it's an opportunity for. Well, what we do is we bring together about 30, 40 people over a weekend. You commit to an entire weekend and you show up and you present on the first night, you present your ideas. You know, you get to pitch what you want to do. And then you spend a little bit of time. You know, not every idea is good enough to last the pitch. People coalesce around the strongest ideas and then you work your ideas. And then at the end of the weekend on Sunday night, there's an opportunity to for the four or five best developed ideas to present to investors. And then very often, the people walk out with real businesses, some completely new, and some are ideas that people have had for a long time. So it's a way to be catalytic in creating business. So we want to do that here in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything new or anything more on the Innovation Summit or this focus area before we move along? I know there's another event coming up this spring, and we can talk about that. After the break, so stay tuned. We're back now with our guest from the Juneau Economic Development Council, Executive Director Brian Holtz and Communications Specialist Dana Herden. Planning's in the works for the Juneau Maritime Festival. When will that be this year?
So that's going to be the first Saturday in May, May 6th.
Okay, and how's it shaping up?
Well, we're just starting planning. I mean, we're always working on something big, so this is the next thing on the plate. And this is the eighth year that the Juneau Economic Development Council has been producing the Maritime Festival.
And what's the reason for it? Why do we do it?
Well, the focus is really to enhance people's understanding of the maritime industry and how important it is to our economy. Mm-hmm. It's something that we want to celebrate and highlight and really celebrate the history, but also the present importance of it.
So I guess you just got to cross your fingers on the weather.
Well, I mean, I feel like
we've had some challenging days, I think, I remember, weather-wise, right?
I think in the history, we've only had a couple good days of sunshine, but surprisingly, it still brings out a ton of people. I mean, people really come out in full force and enjoy.
Well, doesn't that really add to the Maritime Festival, snotty weather like that?
I think so. I mean,
that's what these guys out in the
ocean.
That's
what they have to endure.
So yeah. Once the landlubbers might as well experience that, I suppose.
Yeah.
Anything more you want to say about that?
Yeah, so we have a whole lineup of different kinds of activities. We have a lot of great vendors, food vendors, live music. Sometimes we have tote races. We partner with our food processors.
Tote races, okay.
Our fish processors, I mean, okay. Yeah. So fish tote races. We do a tug of war on the docks.
Didn't you have a helicopter rescue?
Yeah, we always have a search and rescue demo with the Coast Guard and a lot of different kinds of contests. So people can look forward to that every year. And if anyone wants to help, volunteer, or sponsor, or if they have any ideas on how we can enhance the importance of the maritime industry with the festival, then they can definitely reach out to me at JADC.
All right. Well, thank you. And, Brian, here's a question right down your alley. What's the outlook for Juneau's economy? How are we doing?
Well, I appreciate that question. We are overall doing okay, and because an okay is a sum of what's strong and what's not so strong. So when we look at government, we look at a couple of our industries. So our fishing industry, we're hoping will be a rebound. This is an odd numbered year, and that tends to be a little bit better for returns. And so that'll be, hopefully those will come, and that'll be buoy our fishing industry. You know, also looking very strong is tourism. Tourism is expected to be as higher than it's ever been in Juneau, which will be great for many of our sectors. You know, mining continues to be solid, strong. Those are great jobs, great companies dedicated to Juneau. So that is all very, very good. Federal government, we expect that to be flat, and that's okay as long as it doesn't go down. Kind of where we're a little bit concerned is the our major concern is state government, of course, and we're starting to see job losses as we look across the last several years. We've been seeing declines in state workers, but they've been more than compensated by the strength of our other sectors, of our private sector.
What soothing effect would a formation of a state fiscal plan have?
That would be tremendously valuable. We've got to stop, you know, from the perspective of Juneau's economy, the number of state workers mm-hmm. that we have here, we need stability. We need the cuts to stop. You know, and that's a political decision, and efficiency is what is the right level of government. But we need a plan in place so that we're not faced with this uncertainty, which drives people also out of their jobs. Why have a job when you're never sure how long it's going to last?
And when oil hits $106,
hey, it's all good again.
No worries, right?
Yeah, so that's a concern. And that is affecting another sector, which is our construction. So on the one hand, we see more permitting in 2016 for housing mm-hmm. residential work than we've seen in past years, which is really great that our housing problems are being addressed.
It'd be interesting to see how Alaska and Juneau might benefit from President Trump's plan for infrastructure.
That would be, yes. And that would be wonderful if we could get some infrastructure dollars to keep people, because that's our construction industry, we expect to be
thinking
down.
Thinking some marine highway vessels.
Right. What else are you thinking?
Might be able to work in there. So I wondered, have we heard back from Main Street America?
We have. We actually have the final report that they recently gave back to us. So the Downtown Business Association Board is actually going to be.
That's right. And you guys are working with DBA on that.
Right. Right, we're partners with
them.
They
were supposed to come up with some recommendations after looking at the place. I guess we're still studying those.
Well, yeah, the board still has to look over the report fully and come up with what their game plan is. I know they're eventually going to be coming up with some low-hanging fruit projects that we can see, you know, start seeing results in the next 6 months to gain momentum.
And I guess we got some activity on Walmart, except it's still a little murky.
Yeah, we have not at the JADC been successful in reaching the actual purchaser, but we do know that the purchase, of course, has been purchased. The building has been purchased.
Is that the Glacier Highway LLC? Or?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess there's a separate transaction on the land?
That's what we understand, is that the building was purchased and the land was leased. So.
Okay.
And we have, of course, inquiries.
We're in a wait-and-see mode right now, right?
Yeah. Of course, we reach out to them. We want to thank them for investing in Juneau. We want to inquire about their plans, and we want to see how we might be able to help them. It's a big piece of property in our community.
Can I ask you to put on your school board hat now, unless there's something either one of you want to add about the council?
Well, I do want to say something about, I forgot to mention that the first Maritime meeting is on Tuesday at 4 p.m. at JEDC. So if anyone wants to get involved, to come on by.
Okay. So the budget is hot and heavy process right now. That's what you guys are focusing on. How do you think that's proceeding at this point?
Well, the budget processing for the school district has been done the last 2 years in a way that is really appropriate for these difficult times, is that we it's a zero-based budget approach. So
I see the city halls taking the same approach this year.
Yes, yeah, trying to identify what is essential. So we look at how much money we think we're going to get, mm-hmm. and then we go back and we build what's the best schools that we can afford, which is a little bit different than just taking the last year's budget and then saying, okay, we're going to be cut. What do we cut? And, you know, it's a subtle difference, but it's an important framework. And so what it allows us to have is this list of prioritized items where, if the number comes in a little higher, we know exactly what we want to. We have a really good idea of where we want to invest that money. And if funds come in a little lower, we sort of know what are the items that are first to go.
First reading is on the 14th of March. Final reading the 28th. We had Emil Mackey here, school board member here recently, who said at that point it will have some vague resemblance to reality. Although you don't know what your funding is at that point, so you have to double back and amend it, right?
Right. We won't know, but we'll do our best job with the numbers. But March 7th is the next opportunity for people to weigh in on the budget. We have a special meeting exclusively on the budget for folks to come and provide us their input. And it's a valuable, it's an important time to come because, as you mentioned, March 14th is the first reading, so the administration will have delivered a budget to us. But if you really want to get your input in while we're still forming, March 7th is the time to join us.
And a cut in education funding is proposed by the state Senate. Your reaction?
Not necessary. Don't cut our schools. I mean, it's a long-term investment in Alaska and our future. I mean, the economy is about people. it would be very short-sighted, in my view, to cut education.
You guys are just hoping for neutral, right?
We're happy. We're happy with flat funding, and we will deal with that. But going backwards is not going to take us forward.
All right, very well. Thank you. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
That's our program for today. Juneau Representative Sam Keto will be here tomorrow. In the meantime, this is the only March 1st, 2017 you'll ever have, so make it a good one.